It's 9:11 on a beautiful Monday morning. Sunshine, 48 degrees. Welcome to the morning show, the October 18th edition. Thank you very much for waking up with us here this morning. And as promised, part of our talk around, got a talk chamber goings on. And man, all sorts of things going on with the chamber. Lisa Gunkelin. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Let's backtrack on the mix and mingle. Now, I was told you had a great turnout for that.
It was fun. It was really interactive this year. We had businesses that brought games, so people were playing games, and they were giving away prizes at the individual booths, so it was fun. People were having a great time.
How much fun is that? And is this going to be your only mix and mingle, or are you going to bring this back again here maybe into the new year?
We haven't talked about doing another one, but we will for sure do another one next fall.
Because this took place at Business After Hours, and it sounds like it was a success. Lots of cars out there.
Yeah, it was busy. It was. We had 24 businesses come and set up, and they did a great job of interacting with everybody who showed up, and just a fun evening.
Well, let's move forward here, because we've been talking about this last week. We're talking about it all day today. It's a multi-industry job fair for people looking for work. If you're looking to change careers, if you're looking for a new job, this is really the place to be on Wednesday, correct?
Absolutely. We have everything from entry-level positions to skilled positions from 23 different businesses in the area. They're looking for employees. If you're looking for a job, this is where you need to come and get some information.
And boy, I know there's a lot of people out there looking right now, too. And you can bring your resume. And I love it. It says dress for success and meet some great employers, too. Now, are all of the employers local, or are there some that are coming in from outside the area?
They're pretty much all local.
Okay, fantastic.
Yeah, I know we have a from Fairmont and the outlying areas. So pretty much local. We're keeping it Wahpeton, Breckenridge, and yeah, it's just going to be a great opportunity for people to learn more about what's available here. We have so much. We have great businesses. We have great industry, retail, everything. Move to Wahpeton and Breckenridge and come get a job.
Again, I love what you say. You know, start your future here, definitely.
Yep.
And on-the-spot interviews, too, are going to be going on, too, for people that come in. So this is going to be kind of an easy process.
Yes.
You know, bring your resumes in if you need those. And, again, you'll be interviewed on the spot, too, and probably walk away with a job.
Absolutely. People are wanting to hire, so show up.
And then this is Wednesday from 4 until 7, folks, going on at the Wahpeton Event Center. Now, you've got another event coming up because you never stop out there. So what is happening here? You got something to do with hunting.
Yeah, so Shoppers on the Hunt. This will be our third annual Shoppers on the Hunt, September 5th and 6th at participating area businesses. While the guys are out hunting, girls can come out and get some hot deals and some steals and register for prizes, all kinds of good stuff.
You just have a good time.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we're going to talk more about that next week. We can do a recap, too, on the job fair and find out how that went. Lisa, great to have you in here. I know you're busy, so I'll let you get back to it, but nice to have you in here every Monday.
Good to see you, Bill.
You bet. Lisa Gunkel from the Chamber. A lot going on. And again, that interactive or that multi-industry job fair is happening this Wednesday, 4 until 7, going on at the Wahpeton Event Center. We'll take a break, talk some Zonta news with Trista right after this.
Todd's Welding in Breckenridge is your local truck and trailer parts store. Todd's Welding can tackle any problem with your trucks and trailers during this year's harvest. Don't forget their large inventory of most common parts and filters. They will be open 24 hours during this year.